As for those who even after their injuries during the Battle of Uhud responded to the call of Allah and His Rasul to follow the Quraysh army which was gathering to attack it again, there will be a great reward for such of those who do righteous deeds and refrain from evil, and who, when the people told them, "Your enemies have mustered a great force against you, fear them," grew more firm in their faith and replied, "Allah's help is all sufficient for us. He is the best protector." As a result, they returned home with blessings and grace from Allah and suffered no harm at all. Besides this, they had the honor of following what pleased Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of mighty grace. Now you must have realized that it was the shaitan who was trying to prompt you to fear his followers, but have no fear of them. Fear me, if you are true believers. O Muhammad, let not those who rush headlong into unbelief grieve you. Surely they can do absolutely no harm to Allah. Allah intends to give them no share in the hereafter. They shall have a grievous punishment. Those who barter away faith for unbelief will in no way harm Allah. They shall have a painful punishment. Let not the unbelievers think that our granting of respite is good for their souls. We grant them respite so that they may add more to their sins. They shall have a disgraceful punishment. Allah will not leave the believers in their present condition. You are in this condition only until He separates the evil from the good. Allah will not do this by disclosing to you the secrets of the unseen. As for disclosing the unseen, Allah chooses those of the Rasuls whom He pleases. Therefore, believe in Allah and His Rasul. If you have faith and guard yourselves against evil, you shall have a great reward. Let not those who are stingy in giving for charity from what Allah has blessed them with think that it is good for them. Nay, it is very bad for them. All the wealth they hoarded with stingy behavior will be hung around their necks like a collar on the day of resurrection. It is Allah who will inherit the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of all your actions.